Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We lift you up on tonight, God. Oh, God, we lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up on tonight, Father. Oh, God, we come before you tonight to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We come before you on tonight, God, to give you all the salutations and all the accolades, Lord God. We come before you, Father God, to give you just what's due unto you, Father God. Because not only because it's required of us, God, but because we want to, Father God, give you a sound that's pleasing unto your ears, God, because we want to worship you on this night, Lord God, and let you know how much we love you and appreciate you, God, because we are truly grateful and thankful, Father God, for any and everything, Lord God, that you have been doing for us within our lives, Father God. Oh, God, on tonight, God, we want to outpour unto you, God, all of our love and appreciation, Father God, because you continuously, Lord God, outpour your goodness into our lives each and every day, Father God, because daily, Lord God, you renew our grace and mercy, Father God, and you are always, God, giving us that unconditional love, Father God. And Lord God, we can never repay you for all that you have done, and we can't thank you enough, God. So the least that we can do, Father God, as we come before you, God, and enter into your presence, God, is give you praise and thanksgiving and worship and honor you, God. We bow and kneel before you, Lord God, and pay respects unto you, Father, because we are nothing without you, God. So as we praise you and glorify you on tonight and kneel before you, Lord God, we want to let you know, God, that we bless you and we love you and we are grateful and thankful unto you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, if it had not been for you, we would not be here on today, God. If you had not paid the price and made a sacrifice for us, God, giving your son Jesus' life for us, Lord God, there will be no us, God, and there will be no life in abundance, God. There will be no liberty, God. There will be no healing, God. There will be no freedom, God. Oh, God, we will not even have access, but because you gave us Jesus, we have access, and we want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you on tonight, God. So, Lord God, as we enter into your presence, God, we ask on tonight, God, as we outpour our love unto you, God, that you will fill us, God, with the more of you, God. Oh, Father God, as we stand before you, we are making more room for you to enter in, Father God, because we don't want nothing to dwell on inside of us, God, that is not like you, Lord God. So as we praise and worship you, God, we outpour all, any and everything unto you, Father God, that you may fill us, Lord. God, we ask on tonight that you will fill us, God, as we praise and worship you, God, less of us and more of you, God, because we know, God, if it's not, Father God, less of us and more of you, God, that this flesh will rise up, God, and we don't want this flesh to rise up, God. So on tonight, God, we, Father God, willingly surrender all. We decrease that you may increase, God, in spirit, God, that we may continue, Father God, to be pleasing in your sight, God, that we may continue to keep our heart and mind stayed on you, God. Oh, Father God, we were welcoming you on tonight to dwell here, God. Make our hearts your home, God. Live on the inside of us, God. And we know, God, you will not dwell inside of any unclean temples, God, so we are willingly inviting you in, God, to continue, Lord God, the purification process. We are willingly inviting you in, God, to continue, Lord God, to help us to regulate our minds, Father God, and be, Father God, more mindful of our actions and our ways, Father God, because we don't want to do anything, Lord God, that's contrary to your word, God. So, Father God, continue to allow your word to be established within our hearts, God. Let it continue, Lord God, to take root, Father God, and let nothing else contrary to you, Father God, be within our mouths or our hearts on tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. We thank you. We thank you for your living word, God, that dwells on the inside of us, God. We thank you for your living word, God, that continues, Father God, to uproot and purge some things out of us, God, because we know, God, when your word enters in, God, it goes in and it's quick and powerful, God. It goes in and it cuts deep, God. It removes some things. It divides some things. And, God, we are welcome you to continue, Father God, to allow that word to come in and divide some things and move some things out the way, God, because we want to be pleasing in your sight, God. We desire to make you smile. We want to continue, Father God, to be conformed to your will and your way, God, and not of this world, because we know that we are no longer of this world, God, but we are of you, God. We are your chosen, Father God. We are your children, your elect, Father God, your people, God. And we want to continue, Father God, to be a reflection of you, God, that we go out and about in the earth, Father God, that we are the light, Lord God, that sits on the hill, God, that we are the salt, Lord God, of the earth, God, that adds flavor, Lord God, and not takes away, God, leave a bit of taste in the mouths of the people, God. So tonight, Lord, we welcome you in, God, to have your way. We welcome you in on tonight, God, and we ask you to continue, Father God, to purge some things out of us, God. Continue, Father God, to open up our hearts, give us a heart of flesh, that we can recognize some things, Father God. Remove the scales of our eyes, God, that we can see clearly, Father God. And continue, Father God, to open up our understanding, God, that we will not lean to our own understanding, God. And even in the midst of you, open up our understanding and revealing of the knowing, God. Give us a heart of acceptance, Father God. That we continue, Lord God, to be humble, meek, and lowly, God. And operate out of love, Father God. That what we see and what we hear, Father God, would not cause us to be so easily moved or disturbed, Father God, or what mouths may be saying, Father God, or the way the people may be reacting, Father God, or not reacting, Father God, would not have us, Father God, all twisted up, Father God, and mangled and tangled, Father God, in a place that you don't want us to be, God. We are welcoming in you in, Lord God, because we know, God, that you are able and capable, Father God, of handling a matter for us, Father God. You said, Lord God, if you be before us, God, nothing can come up against us, God, and even though the weapons may form, they shall not prosper, God. So whatever that weapon may be, Father God, we stand on your word in assurance and knowing that it will not prosper. We stand on your word, God, in assurance and knowing, God, that you are for us and nothing can come up against us, Father God. So, God, it does not matter, Lord God, how the arrows may fly, Lord God, or the darts, Lord God, they may come as they may, God, or the traps and snares that the enemy may set, God. We know that you, God, are able to deliver us out of them all. So on tonight, God, we give our all unto you, not just in praise and worship, God, but our all unto you, God, and giving you the concerns, the worries, the issues, the troubles, the cares, the conversation, the words, God, the actions, all those things that are performed against us, God. We are giving it to you, God, because we know, Lord, that you are the one who's going to fight the battle for us, God. We know, God, that all we have to do, God, is simply be still and rest in you, God, and be in that place of peace, Lord, knowing, God, that you are before us, Lord. So tonight, God, what we're going to do as we lay it all at your feet, we're going to praise you and give you thanks, God, and rejoice in the knowing, Father God, that you, Lord God, are going to handle that matter for us, Lord. So we bless you tonight, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Oh, God, we dare not allow anything to be exalted higher than you, God, and we dare not allow any of our thoughts, God, to be in a place that's not pleasing unto you, God. So on tonight, we cast down every imagination, Father God, exalt, except above you, God. Oh, God, we're going to put it under subjection, God, and we're going to keep our minds stayed on you and think of those things that are good and lovely, of a good report, God, those things that are righteous and true, God, and you are true. Tonight, God, we are thinking of you, God, and God, you are so good to us. And want to say thank you for being so good to us, God, for your loving kindness and your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you, God, for being a way maker, God. God, so many ways that you have made for us, God. So many doors that you have opened, Father God. So many times, God, that you have saved us, healed us, and delivered us out of those other things, God. We know you can deliver us out of these things, God. Oh, God, we give you thanks on tonight, God, as we look back, God, and recall all the things that you have done for us. We want to tell you on tonight, God, that it is marvelous. You have done such wonderful things for us, God, and we are not just thankful. We're not just grateful, God, but we appreciate you, Father, because we can never repay you for the things that you have done for us, God, such wonderful things that you have done for us, God. We want to say thank you, Father God, for allowing Jesus to give his life for us, God, and pay the price and sacrifice that we may be free from it all, God. Oh, God, on tonight, we accept our freedom. We embrace it even the more, God, and we may be able to live freely, God, and continue, Father God, to rejoice and embrace this life and abundance that you have given us, Father God. Oh, God, we dare not allow ourselves, Father God, to go back to where you said, do not return back to the yoke of bondage. We dare not allow ourselves, Father God, to even be set back, God, because you said, God, it's not a setback, it's a set up, God. So, Lord God, continue to help us to stay in position, stay in alignment, stay in the right heart posture, and even in the right mindset within our minds, Father God, that what you are doing, Lord God, that you don't have to do it without us in this season and in this time, Father God, as you allow some things, Father God, to be formed, fashioned, and shaped, Father God, that you don't have to, Father God, help make us go back and do it over, Father God, because we didn't get it the first time, God. So, Lord God, help us to pass this test this time, God. Help us, God, to be able to see that thing that you're teaching us, God, you want us to learn, Father God, so that we may be able to progress into our next just a little bit further, God. God, continue to give us the endurance and the stamina that we need, God, to endure this good fight, Lord God, because we know, God, the battle is already won and we already have the victory, God, and we thank you for victory on tonight, God, in every area of our life, God. We claim it, God. We claim our victory on tonight, God, over the enemy, over the trials and the tests, God, over, Father God, the healing in our bodies, God, over the situations and circumstances, God, because we know that we have already won. because you have already won it all for us. So that means it's already ready and available for us to receive, God. So on tonight, God, may your people's hearts be open to be ready to accept and receive the victory and freedom that you have already given them over, whatever it may be they're going through on tonight, God. Oh, God, on tonight, touch your people, Lord God. Whatever situation, circumstance they may be going to and through, Father God, I ask on tonight, God, that you would give them the assurance to know, God, that you are able. You are more than able, God, to deliver them out of all of it, Father God, that you're able, Lord God, to bring them through it, because we know if you brought us to it, you'll bring us through it, God, over it, around it, under it, Father God. You're even able to give us what we need to be able to withstand, Lord God, and endure, God. So, Lord God, whatever it is your people may be in need of on tonight, God, I'm asking you to do it, God. Not because I'm hoping that you can, God, but I know that you're able to do so, Father God, because your arms are not short, and neither are they slack, Lord God, because we know, because your word tells us, God, that you can do all things. You are able. You are able, Father God. So on tonight, God, I'm asking that you would touch and consider every prayer request that is being released unto you, God, whether it be in a tear, a moan, a groan, a scream. Father God, I'm asking that you consider it on tonight, God, even as we stand in the gap for somebody else, God, because we know, God, that you have no respect of persons. What you do for one, you do for the other, God. So, Lord God, we're lifting up our loved ones, families, and friends unto you, God, and even our very enemies, God. We're asking on tonight, God, that you would be God within their lives, God. They would know that I will shout out, doubt, God, and it is all you, Father God, and that your name may be glorified. God, on tonight, touch every prayer on the prayer wall, God, every prayer on the altar box, God, and every individual, God, that you have been having us to call out by name, God. I'm asking that you consider and answer them and seal by them on tonight, God, the marriages that we have uplifted up to you, God, now and to come. Continue, Father God, to do your great work, God, and reuniting these unionships, God, and establishing the ones that you are bringing into fruition visibly on tonight, Father God. May your people continue to stand on your word, because your word is true, Father God. If you say you're going to reconcile their marriage and restore it, God, let them stand on it, God. If you have told the husband he's going to have a wife and the wife's going to have a husband, let them stand on it tonight, God. If you have told them that they were going to be healed, Father God, and somebody's waiting for your healing, God, let them hold on to your word, because your word is true and it does not ever return void. Oh, God, I'm asking tonight you continue, Father God, to let your word be active in the lives of your people. And they will continue, Lord God, to have that act of faith, having that now faith, Father God, believing now currently, Father God, for what they are yet waiting on you to do, because your word is true. Your word is true. So whatever it is, Lord God, that your people are in need of, God, Lord, we are standing in the gap for them on tonight, God, because we know that you are able. We know that you are able. You're able. You're able, God. So let them not be deceived, God, by what they see or what they hear, God, or don't see or don't hear, Lord God. Let them not even be discouraged, God, by the naysayers, God. Lord God, cork the ears of your people on tonight, God, and drown out those naysayers, the negative Nancy, God, those who are pouring in things that are contrary to your will and your way, God. Lord, I'm asking right now that you would shut it down right now, God. Even if by chance your people, Lord God, are speaking to them own selves, God, silence the noise in their minds, Lord God. They will not even think those things in the country as your will and your way, God, because your word says for us not to do that, Lord God. So God, help on tonight us, your people, God, and let us have a mind regulated in you, God. Lord God, you said to commit our works unto you, God, and place our thoughts under subjection, Lord God, unto you. So God, on tonight, we surrender all unto you, God. All unto you, and we just give you thanks and praise on tonight, God, because we know, God, that you are doing a great work in us, God. We know, God, that you're performing that thing that you say you're going to perform, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for what you have already done. We thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing right now. And we thank you, Father God, in advance for what's to come, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. And we give you the highest praise, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify, Lord, because you are worthy and deserving, God, of all the praise and all the honor, Lord God. And even on our bad days, Lord God, you are worthy, Lord God, of all the glory, the praise, and the honor, Father God, because we know, God, in the midst of it all, you're still working all things out for our good. It's all working together for our good. So on tonight, God, I'm asking that you will let a turnaround be done on tonight. Let a shift be moved on tonight, God. And I'm asking right now, Father God, your people will enter into that place of peace and rest in you, God, and be still and knowing that you are God. God, we thank you that you always reassure us to know that you are God. and that you have our best interest and intentions at hand, Father God. No matter what, Lord, we thank you. And we love you, and we appreciate you, and we thank you, Father God, for loving us so much, God, that you're so mindful, so attentive, Father God, that you take the time out to see about each and every one of us all at the same time. Oh God, you are truly marvelous, and we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Father. Oh God, as your people lay their heads on their pillows on tonight, Lord God, let them give it to you as they go to bed, God. Let them release all unto you, God. Let them not have anything tucked under their pillows or their beds, God. But may they lay it at your feet and put it in your hands and trust you with it. Because we know, God, that you are trustworthy and you are faithful to take care of us, Lord God. No matter what it is, God, whether it be a little thing, a big thing, an in-between thing, it may be seen small and insignificant to others, God, but we know, God, you're concerned. And you said, Father God, you will see about us, God. So, Lord God, see about your people on tonight, God, and perfect that thing that concerns them, God. And in the midst of you perfecting that thing, Father God, let them rest in you, God. Oh, God, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, God. Let every heart, God, be in a place of peace concerning whatever it may be, in the knowing that you are able. And we thank you, God, for being able to do in all things, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you. Continue to outpour your spirit, God, as we rest in you, God, in your presence, in that safe and sacred place, God, where nothing else can dwell but your spirit. Wrap your arms around us and continue to father us, Lord God, because nobody else can do us like you can and do for us what you do, God, and how you do it. Nobody else but you. And we thank you, Father God, for doing us like you do us, Lord God. And it's all in love, and we thank you. We thank you, God. Oh, God, on tonight, continue, Lord God, to transform our hearts and purify, God, and give us that pure and genuine love on tonight, God, because we want to continue, Lord God, to love more like you. And we thank you, God, for teaching us how to love and forgiveness and acceptance, Lord, without conditions, God. We thank you. We thank you. Lord, continue to hear our prayers, Father. Consider them and answer them, Lord. And according to your will, your purpose, and your perfect time, God, let it be done, God. Let it be no motives, no agendas, no ill will, and no ill intent, God, but from a pure, sincere place inside of our hearts. And we pray and ask these things, Lord God, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. God, we magnify you. We glorify you, God. God, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, God, and we just thank you, hallelujah. God, we, hallelujah, God, oh, Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, we thank you for your mercy, we thank you for your grace, we thank you, God, for the things that you do on our behalf. God, we just thank you, hallelujah. God, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, God. God, we exalt your name, God, hallelujah. God, we just bless you, God, and we just thank you for who you are. God, for who you are, Father God, we just praise you, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah, God, we thank you for seeing about us, hallelujah, God, we thank you for regulating our mind, God, we thank you for having a sound mind, God, we thank you, God, that we can simply think, God, we thank you, hallelujah, God, we thank you, Father God, for removing the confusion and the distractions, God, we thank you, Father God, for solidifying some things, settling some things, God, we thank you, God, for straightening some things out, God, we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing, God, we thank you, God, for uplifting the heaviness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for stripping away the old, God, we thank you for releasing us from some things, God, breaking those chains, God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for detaching that old stuff, the old spirits and old stuff. God, we thank you, God, that it is finished in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you. Hallelujah. God, for giving us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah.
We thank you! We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing, God. We thank you, God, for working things out for our good. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we appreciate you. We love you. We appreciate you. Because you never let us down. God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you just open up so much to us, and we appreciate that. You do so much for us, God, and we appreciate you, Lord. We do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you fill us up, God, with your word. God, you teach us some things, Lord. And you help us, Lord God, to keep moving forward. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord God, that you come after the one. Hallelujah. Because I was the one. And I appreciate it, God. Even when I turned my back, God, you was right there. And you kept your arms open, and I appreciate it. God, I appreciate it. I thank you, God, for the second chance, the third chance, the fourth chance, the fifth chance. God, thank you for your mercy and your grace on today, God. And oh, God, we open up our hearts, God, because we want you. We want the more of you. We want more. We want more. We want more. And we ask, God, that you enter in. We welcome you in this place. We welcome you in our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirits, God. We welcome you into our situation, God. We welcome you, God. God, because there's nothing we can do, God. It's all in your hands, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord. God, and we ask, God, Father God, you enter in, and as you go in, Father God, that you clean out all the cupboards, Lord God. All those places, God, that we think is in the way, God, but you see them so clearly, God. You see right through, Father God. And you see all the nicks and crannies, Father God. And the stuff that we try to hide away, to pack away, Father God. God, we, God, thank you, Lord. God, for cleaning our house, Lord God. Cleaning out our hearts, circumcising those things, Lord God. Separating those things from us, God, that has us, Father God, in a place, Lord God, that we don't need to be. That dark place, Lord God, that empty place, void, Father God. Oh, God, without God, anything going on, barren, Father God, dry, Father God, sick, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Strains on our brain, Father God, always wondering, Father God, and wondering, Father God, and never coming into that place of peace. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for your help on today. I ask, God, that you would continue to draw us all unto you, Father God. God, I ask, Lord God, that you reach down, Father God, and touch, God, all the hearts, Lord God, regulate, Lord God, the mind, Father God. Allow them to be reformed into what you have called them to be in the name of Jesus, God. God, take them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and call them, Father God, to work, Lord God, how you intended them to work, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, you may even want to increase, Father God, the capabilities, Lord God. Father God, that they may hear you clearly, Father God, and not be deceived, Father God, because of the past hurts and past pains, Lord God, and all that other stuff, Lord God, that's going on, Father. I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, remove the jealousy, the envy, the covetousness, the perverted thoughts, the perverted thinking, the evil, malicious acts, God, that we do towards one another, gossiping, pointing the finger, blaming other people, judging, Father God. Oh God, disobedient, oh God, irreverent, ugly, Lord God, fist fighting, arguing, backbiting, Father God, trying to thumb up some things, Father God, to get back and cause vengeance to happen. Father, I ask that you forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us for thinking negative, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask for forgiveness for competing. And Father God, trying to be more than what we are, that pride, that haughtiness, Lord God. Oh, God, I ask, Lord God, that you forgive us for prancing around here like we all that in the bag of chips. Oh, God, but our righteousness is as filthy rags. So, God, I ask you, Lord, to help us, Lord God, as we turn to you, as we walk before you, Lord God. God, heal our land, God, as we turn from our ways, God, as we seek your face, Lord God. Order our steps, Lord God. Give us what to say and how to say, God. Help us in our relationships, Lord God. God, that we don't be so quick to speak and, God, put our opinions in the stump, God. Help us, Lord God, to take our hands out of your business in the name of Jesus, God, and allow you to be God in our lives, Father God, because you know what's best for us in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, God, remove the unforgiveness, the bitterness, the anger, the wrath, the hate. Oh, God, I ask, Lord God, the resentment, the anger. Jesus, I'm asking you, God, remove all that unforgiveness and give us a heart of absolution. God, give us a heart, God, that is, God, a heart of remorse, a heart of forgiveness, a heart, Lord God, to forget. God, that wants to love, care, have compassion. Lord God, not holding any grudges, Lord God. Oh, God, but wanting to see the other person prosper and be in health, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Wanting to see them good. Wanting to see them go forth in the name of Jesus and not stay in that same place, Lord God, interceding on behalf of them and people that are connected to them in the name of Jesus, not considering your own self, because, Lord, you said, Father God, that you have our backs. You are taking care of us. You told us don't take no thought of what we eat or what we gonna wear or on tomorrow, Father, because you said you'd take care of it, Father God. So we're standing in the gap with God, those that don't even know, Father God, that you are right there, or maybe they're forgotten, Father God, or they've given up, Father God. But you have a way of restoring that hope, God. You have a way of charging them up for activating that faith. And God, and you have a way of stirring up the gifts on the inside, God, that they won't continue to go down the wrong path and be in that dead and dry place and be in that dark place. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help them, Father God, to climb their way back out, Father God, and not try to pull nobody else down in the way. Oh God, but Lord God, trusting in you with all their heart and not leaning to their own understanding, Father, I ask, Lord God, heal the relationships, Lord God, husband and wife and mother and son and father and daughter, sister and brothers. God, heal the relationships, Lord God. Oh God, let there be some reconciliation to take place in your houses, Lord, in your people's houses, God. Let them not continue to go on. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, help them, Father God, to turn the other way, turn the other cheek, and do a 180 and follow after your kingdom and your righteousness in the name of Jesus. Let them not continue to walk down that path, Father God, to destruction, but help them to remember who they are and whose they are. Help them to know who they are, God, and they don't have to compromise. They don't have to give up. They don't have to throw in the towel, but God, that you have a place and a place for them, and that the end is good and not evil, and it is expected, and that we can trust you because you are faithful. Oh God, that thoughts toward us are good and not evil. Oh God, and that end is great, and that end, Father God, will give us abundant life. But we have to choose. We have to choose to live according to your will, your way, your purpose, your plan. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us to choose, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to see the truth and not be deceived by what we see and what we hear, and not allow the past to dictate our future. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, remove that spirit of depression and oppression in the name of Jesus. Remove that suicidal spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Remove that spirit of condemnation, God, and let them know that you are forgiving, God. You are merciful, God. Oh, God, yeah, we have to, God, go through some things, God, because you do have to repay the sin. But you are a merciful God. You are so merciful. fall. Oh, God, and we should want to be in your hands and in the world hands, God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to go throughout this land. Call your people in, God. Whatever state they're in, call them back, Lord. God, help to release the pain. Help to release the pain. Oh, God, and that stuff, God, that has them hindered and stuck in the name of Jesus. Because you have a way of escape for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help them, God, to turn back to you in every area of their life. In the name of Jesus. Casting all their cares upon you. Concerns about their loved ones. Concerns about how they're going to take care of this and take care of that, Father. And when you say, Father God, that you are our shepherd. And you own everything. There's nothing we have we can take with us. In the name of Jesus. So God, help us, Lord, to release it all and not hold on to nothing in the name of Jesus. It all belongs to you. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for salvation. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for circumcising our hearts. We thank you for the surgery, God, that you're doing spiritually, Lord God. Oh, God, in the manifestation that's coming forth. God, we thank you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. God, there's so much you do. You're working behind the scenes. God, and when we thought it was all over, you said not so. And we thank you, Lord, for taking the trash and the stuff that was thrown away and raising them up, Father God, and showing them your glory. Showing them your glory and what you've done for one, you can do for another. You can save the marriage. And then it will stop them. You can heal the land. God, give us a heart open to receive and accept everything that you have for us. And give us a heart to make that sacrifice, Lord. To let go of everything, Lord. So that we can receive. We have to get rid of the old. We have to, God, get rid of that old wine and that old skin. So you can fill us up with the new. Help us, God, to understand that. And receive and accept everything that you have. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you save our families, our loved ones, our children, even the youth, Lord. God, let them not be deceived because they see what's going on across the other, in the other yard. And Father, they think it's all pretty, Father God, but all that there is destruction. All that there is destruction. Low self-esteem and all that stuff, but God, you have our identity. You know exactly who we are. And it says you. You said we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are beautiful. Help our youth to understand. And even some of our adults, God, break every addiction in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, Father God, every yoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We'll tear down every wall, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let not your people continue to go down that path. And God, I want to tell you thank you, God, because you have kept this nation for some years. And we thank you for keeping us all these years, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. And we appreciate you. Oh, God, we thank you for having mercy on us. Oh, Lord Jesus. You're so kind. You're so generous. There's none like you in all the earth, Father. I can go on and on and on, Father God. I love you. I love you so much. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. You're done about me. You're done about me. Who's recording us here? Oh, God, we love you. And we appreciate you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God.
Take care of us, Lord. Keep us safe from all our harm and danger, Lord. Even throughout the night, even as we return home, let us return home safely, Lord. Cover us in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.